in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Abner talking to Cedric. Listen.
No, Cedric, you can't try on them shoes you're aiming on buying, because we're closed today.
Well, I just want to try one of them on to see if they squeak. Them you sold me last year never squeaked hardly none at all. Nobody can tell they was new.
Yeah, well, you can't do it. We've got to get down to Luke Spears' lunchroom, because we're throwing a big banquet for that friend of Grandpappy Spears that's moving to Pine Ridge, that Dr. Weather.
Yeah, and we got to hurry, too. Cedric, would you mind to run down to the liver stable and see if Ari Hodgkins is getting a team hitched up to that Surrey? He's going to take the doc on a sightseeing trip around Pine Ridge right after lunch.
Yes, Mom, I'll do it.
Abner, let me fix that tie of yours. It looks terrible.
Yeah, just a minute. See you later, Cedric. You can try on the shoes tomorrow.
Yes, Mom.
So long.
Well, stand still, Abner. I can't tie your necktie if you jump around that way.
Well, it's all right like it is, ain't it?
No, it ain't all right.
Oh.
You ain't going to make no impress on Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers the way you got it tied. Look at that. You got the short end about three times as long as the big end. Now stand still.
Yeah, nobody'd notice it with my coat button.
Yeah, they would have. Well, you had it. Part of the tie was hanging way down below your coat. What do you do? Tie it with your feet?
Oh, Mom, you're choking me, Mom.
Why didn't you get Elizabeth to help you?
She was busy ironing my breeches. Besides, she said I was getting old enough to learn how to tie my own necktie.
Well, I think she's right, too. Now, there. You look a little more respectable.
Why is it you've got to be uncomfortable to look respectable?
Now, don't start complaining about being uncomfortable. You can put up with it, leastways till after the lunch banquet's over. Fact is, you look pretty good dressed up this way. First time I've ever saw you with any color in your face.
Well, no wonder. You got my necktie cinched up there where I might not choking to death. I have to loosen that up a little bit so that I can swallow my vittles over at that lunch. Can get my Adam's apple down where it belongs. You caught it right at half-mast there, Long.
Just leave it alone. You can get used to it.
I'd swore I'll pull my shirt tail out.
Don't forget, we're going to be knob-hobbing with a high-class feller today.
Well, if this is what you got to go through, I'd rather associate with fellers like you.
Now, there's another thing. You better mind the way you talk.
Talk? I'll have all I can do just trying to breathe. Don't leave that thing is tight.
Andrew, will you take that clothes brace there and dust me off a little? This dead blame blue serge suit picks up everything for a radium of 6 miles.
Yeah, all right, let me get the brace here.
Oh, my goodness, there comes a customer out there. Thought I told you to put up that sign about the store being closed for the day.
I did. It's hanging right there on the door. Maybe it's somebody can't read.
Who is that fella, anyways?
I don't know. Whoever it is, he sure looks country, I'll say that
fine. Yeah, we ought to lock the door, I reckon.
We're closed. Closed up for the day. Sorry.
Yes, sir. How to do, sir? Awful nice day.
I said we're closed.
How's that?
He said we ain't open today.
No, I seen your sign out there. Some sort of a holiday, is it?
Well, yeah, sort of. You might say that.
Well, that's nice. Holidays are nice. I wonder if you'd mind if I'd use your telephone.
Well, I reckon it'd be all right if you'd make it short.
That's obliged.
We can't sell you nothing, no.
The phone's right over there. Hurry up, Abner. Start brushing.
Yeah, yeah. I'll need a little dusting off, too.
Do you know how to work the telephone?
I doubt it.
How's that?
I say, do you know how to work the phone?
Oh, yes. Just looking for the fella's ring. I wrote it down on the back of a letter. Got it here somewhere. Okay.
Don't brush so hard, Abner. You're going to knock me over.
Oh, excuse me.
You ever been to Boise, Idaho?
No, I ain't.
Nice place.
Wait a minute. You ain't aiming on calling somebody in Idaho, are you?
No, no. Local fella. Just run across this postcard I got from a friend of mine lives in Boise, Idaho. The card shows a view of the main street of Boise as seen from the north end.
Yeah, let's see it. Let me see it.
Abner, just ignore him.
Oh, there you are.
Huh.
That's looking south.
Well,
the main street of Boise, Idaho. It's either looking south or west. I've never been there myself.
Yeah, well, you better get your phone call made and get out of here. We're in a terrible rush today.
Looking west, I believe. West or south. Ever been there?
I told you no.
Nice place.
Abner, stop gawking at that postcard and get me the shoe blacking.
Oh, yes, yes.
Say, I'm not interfering with your plans, have I? If you've got something to do, just go right ahead and do it. All I want to do is make one phone call, and I'll be on my way.
Well, why don't you do it then?
Yeah, sure. You don't mind if I use your phone?
No, go right ahead. But just make it snappy.
Yeah, make it snappy. Here's a shoe black and long.
Good. Will you slap a little on my shoes there, Abner?
Yeah, sure.
I got such good creases in my breeches today, I hate to bend down and get them knee sprung again.
I got this fella's phone ring wrote down on a ladder here somewhere.
Well, who is it you wanted to call? Maybe we can help you.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found it. Well, that's the funny thing. When I looked at that a half a dozen times, couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's awful funny. Abner, don't get that blacking all over the buttons.
Oh, excuse me.
Name's supposed to be Pearl Gray. Wait a minute. Don't get up. Stay bent over that way.
Well, now, Lum, I never meant to do it.
I ain't going to kick you. I just want to comb your hair a little better.
Oh.
What'd you use to part it with anyway? A egg beater?
Hello. 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 What people talking on this contraption? Hello.
Well, the line's busy then. Don't you know nothing?
I wish you'd get up.
The line's busy.
Abner, hold your head still. I can't part your hair with you twisting around that way.
Oh, that's the trouble with phones. They're always busy. People will talk on them.
Oh, what are you trying to do? Pull my hair clean out, Lum? I won't make much of an impress on that fella if I have to keep my hat on all during the banking.
I know if a man wants to pull all of his hair out, every stick of it.
Huh.
Lived in Chadron, Nebraska. Story is that he done it with just an ordinary pair of pliers. Had his own tool shop.
There, you look a lot better now, Abner.
Well, story is that he done it despite his wife. And said she spent so much money on her hair. Say, I'm not bothering you fellas, am I? As soon as I get this call through, I'll be on my way.
Well, I don't know about you, but we're on our way right now. Come on, Abner, we gotta hurry or we're gonna be late.
Well, yeah, we better be getting down there. I'm getting hungry, too.
You fellas going someplace?
Are we going someplace? We're just going to a banquet for the biggest man that ever hit this town, that's all.
Well, you probably want to get started then. Here, I'll try to get my phone call through again.
No, there ain't time. We've got to lock up the store right now.
Let him make the call. If don't, we'll be here all day long arguing with the old wind. Listen, we're leaving. Just be sure you lock the door when you go out. The key's in the door.
Yes, I'll do it. I'll lock it up.
Come on, Abner.
Ain't you fear he'll take something?
No, he's harmless enough. He's got enough sense.
Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, who is this? Well, I want to talk to your husband. I'm Doc Withers. Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers from Mount Ida. Yeah. Well, I know I'm late. I had a little car trouble on the way over. I'm at a store of some kind. Been trying to call you, but the line was busy. You said I'm supposed to meet you where? Well, wait now. Let me get that name straight. Luke Spears Lunchroom. Ooh, gonna have eats, huh? Well, good. I'll get right down there.
No, you're not late, Lum. It's all right. Our guest of honor hasn't arrived yet. That's your place, right next to Walt there, I believe.
Oh, well, good. Right next to Walt.
Yes, right there, Lum.
Howdy, Tom.
Tom?
Hey, fellas, the doc's in town.
In town?
It was Charity that called me on the phone.
Well, good, good.
She said he just called her, and she told him to come right down here to the lunchroom.
Yes, well, I'm glad to hear that he made it all right.
Yeah. I better go back and tell Luke to get ready to start serving the vittles.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpap. Tell him to have everything all set. Have you got your big welcome speech all ready, Lum?
No, you bet your life I have. Rehearsed it for a couple hours last night. Now, how are you, Ulysses?
Okay, Lum.
That's good. You know, Squire, this is one of the biggest things that ever happened to Pine Ridge.
No, there's no doubt about it at all, Lum, no.
Having a big doctor like B.F. Withers moving to town?
Yes, we should be justly proud. Pine Ridge is coming to the front, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, my, yes. I just hope this reception we've got up for him is going to measure up for the thing.
Lum, up there comes that varmint that was in the store. He followed us right down here.
Oh, my goodness. Then I better go out and stop him.
Yeah.
We don't want him around here when Doc Withers gets
long.
Give the town a bad name.
Yeah.
Excuse me, fellas. I'll be right back. Just forgot something, I think.
Now, what did Lum forget, Abner? Some note for his speech?
No, he's got them, right? Yeah. That's what he forgot, I think.
Well, I just hope that Lum cuts his speech kind of short today.
Yeah, he said it weren't an extra long one.
Well, we don't want the doctor to get the wrong impression of our fair city. Wonder how that doctor's fixed on insurance.
Hey, Luke's all set. Got the hot beef sandwiches all ready to go.
Has he got the mashed potatoes squeezed out in a W on each plate like he was going to?
Wait a minute. Who's going out there in front there?
Oh, that's Lum. Just take your seat there, Grandpap. Wait a minute. Lum's coming back in right now. Just sit down, Grandpap.
Well, that takes care of that.
Good.
Lum, why'd you bring him inside?
Who, that old fella I was talking to? We don't want him in here.
Well, that's the doc. That's Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers from Mount Ida.
Dr. Withers?
It is. Oh, my goodness. What if I did?
What did you do?
I gave him 35 cents and told him if he's hungry, he'd have to go around to the kitchen and eat. Told him there was a private banquet going on in here just for us big businessmen.
Well, Lum, I don't think there's any doubt that what you've created a definite impression on the guest of honor.